Linga lichona njani mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle siyadibana kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove kwazi why mure Zimbabwe tinogamuchira imchirongwa chedu chive chikiki chirongwa The Connection. What's good Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. This program that we're broadcasting coming to you from Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday the 28th of July 2020. Muriya Zimbabwe, Mthokazi Omuhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. That's right. Muriya Zimbabwe, Chirongwa The Connection, Mwineni, Mike Hove, Ontanga. Siyalambulela wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Mure Zimbabwe tinourombo kuthatha kwanise kukhupha ichirongwa ichi semazuva ose because of chirongwa chirwere checoronavirus, unfortunately tiri kushanda tiri kudzimba. Mthokazi omuhle ngempela silusizi ngempela, asiyenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo lwethu njengensukwini, ngeke liyenelisi ukungena kuhlelo ngocingo because of umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus. Siyasebenza sisezindlini. That is what's happening with Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we're not able to give you our program live. As per usual, this is a pre-recorded program. Because of coronavirus, we've all had to work from home. Nonetheless, we're here on The Connection with your boy, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19, the global pandemic that is responsible for taking hundreds and thousands of lives. Joining us is going to be epidemiologist Achilo Ziwachkwari, who's going to update us on what's happening in Zimbabwe that is COVID-related. But the conversation that we have tonight on The Connection doesn't just end there. We're also looking to continue with the conversation that we kick-started 2 weeks ago, the conversation on the planned protest for the 31st of July. That is this Friday. So I look to hear from the youth themselves. Are you going to be engaging in the planned protests on the 31st? And of course, what does this mean to you? We recently heard from President Emmerson Mnangagwa, where he announced new lockdown regulations that are very restrictive. With all that in mind, a lot of people feel as though the strikes might not happen. Will the strikes happen? I look to hear from you, the youth of Zimbabwe. But first up, health, Muriya Zimbabwe. According to John Hopkins University, over 16.5 million people worldwide have contracted coronavirus. I repeat, 16.5 million have contracted coronavirus. Over 650,000 people worldwide have died, and over 9,600,000 people have recovered. Now, when we zone in on what's happening in Zimbabwe, according to a most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Muriya Zimbabwe, as we speak, to over 2,700 COVID-related cases. For those that are watching this, that are going to be watching the stream on our Facebook pages and our websites, you can see the cases are on our page on the broadcast as we speak. Over 2,700 cases, 36 deaths, of which two of the latest cases are a 30-year-old young male and a 34-year-old young female. The nation, as we speak, has recorded over 542 recoveries. Now, when we talk about the amount of tests that have been conducted in Muriya Zimbabwe, thus far, Zimbabwe has recorded over 120,000 COVID tests that have done. 67,939 are RDT tests, and 54,831 are PCR tests. So before we delve deeper into our conversation with our medical experts, as usual, I'd like to hear from you, you, our loyal listeners. We reached out to the listeners via WhatsApp on our WhatsApp number, +12024650318, to hear their thoughts on what's happening in Zimbabwe COVID-related. So let's head over to some of the listeners that have sent us their audios, and let's continue the conversation with Chido Ziwachkwari. First up, the audios.
Mkuhlaneni lo, sibonga inkosi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusibambanga. Siyazama ukuthi khona sigqoka ama-maski ngaso sonke isikhathi nxa siphuma ezindlini, sisebenzise ama-sanitizer ngaso sonke isikhathi. Sibona ukuthi nxa sihlangana labanye abantu siyasebenzisa ukuthi sibone phakathi laphakathi kwethu, siyachiya imitha ibe 1 or 2. Khonokho nje kuyasinceda ukuthi singatholi umkhuhlane. lokungaphongu hamba nje lapho kubuthene khona abantu kasikwenzi siyakhuthaza futhi le imuli zethu ukuthi zingahlangani labanye abantu xa zihlangana labo zibone ukuthi kule 1 meter plus futhi bagqokile ama mask.
Alright, Muri Zimbabwe, liyamuzwa umlaleli. That's our one of our callers, our listeners that sent their audios on our WhatsApp number +12024650318. They're talking about coronavirus. They're saying that they, as a Zimbabwean, a young Zimbabwean, they're taking all the necessary precautions to ensure that they don't, contract coronavirus. They talk about social distancing. He says he practices a social distancing. He also talks about the fact that he wears masks and so forth. So that there is what you're hearing from the listeners. You can also send us your audios on WhatsApp to use on +12024650318. COVID-19 is the discussion we have. Let's hear from our medical expert, Chido Dziwachkwari, epidemiologist. Let's hear what she has to say about the lockdown that was recently announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the rise in COVID cases, how this is affecting the youth. Earlier on, I mentioned that two of the latest cases are youths. They're under the age of 35, one female and one male. One is 30, one is 34. So let's hear from Chido Dziwachkwari what she has to say about everything that's happening in Zimbabwe.
I think, as you mentioned last week, lockdowns are important. A lot of countries have put in place lockdown measures to help curb the spread of COVID-19, and I think the same thing is actually happening in Zimbabwe at the moment. But like I mentioned last week, a lot of other things need to be put in place for the lockdown to be effective. So while you've locked down, I think one of the critical things is that we maintain testing or we ramp up testing. We also ramp up contact tracing of those people that test positive for COVID-19. And in addition to that, those that test positive are isolated. And then, like has been happening in other countries, lockdown measures have been put in place to try and reduce the burden on the healthcare system. And in Zimbabwe, when we started off, you know, we were making preparations to equip our healthcare system. But as we all know right now, the doctors and nurses are on strike. There's complaints about not having adequate PPE. And so the lockdown should ideally be used to try and get ahead of some of those things. And then because we're seeing an increase in cases, what is important when a lockdown is put into place is that communications are active and people on the ground know why it is we're having a lockdown, because if people understand, then it makes them more likely to be able to comply. And so communication about, the risk, communication about what to do, communication about why we're locking down, so that there's buy-in within the communities for the lockdown to be effective.
A lot of people seem to be complaining about the way that the lockdown itself was implemented. They feel as though everything was very sudden. Do you think it was a very effective way? I mean, government argues they're doing what they have to do to protect the citizens.
As you know, Mike, lockdowns were effected in a lot of different countries. Zimbabwe is not the only country that has put in place a lockdown. We know that, world over there have been lockdowns. I think there was talk about an upcoming lockdown because the cases were increasing. And so, yes, lockdowns are not ideal. I don't think anybody likes, being able to stay home. But also, like I mentioned last week, a lot of things need to be put in place for a lockdown to do more good rather than harm. And so if, we're getting into a lockdown, have people been given time to prepare? Are people still able to access other healthcare services? Are people still able to access essential goods like, food and groceries? Those that need to go to work, can they go to work? Do they have challenges going to work? And how can we mitigate against those challenges? For example, in Zimbabwe, a lot of people are currently facing transport woes. And then if we're all packed in a Zutco bus, that might be retrogressive rather than progressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's touch on the testing itself. You touched on that early on. PCR versus RDT. Initially, when we started off, not just yourself, but other medical experts that I've interviewed were all calling on government to kick up the amount of PCR tests that are being done. And, of course, government itself has responded. Could this be an indication that Zimbabwe is trying by all means to better manage COVID-19?
So yes, I think testing is definitely one of the things that the government can do to manage COVID-19. If we increase testing, then we know where our cases are. It helps us, like I mentioned before, trace people and also isolate people, but it's only one part of a large machine, right? And so, for example, once we've tested people, some people will present with advanced disease, and those people need to be admitted into healthcare facilities. Are our healthcare facilities ready and able to admit people who present with, you know, difficulty breathing because they have COVID-19? And then in addition to that, I think we've also had, you know, a lot of cases where we hear that healthcare facilities are not admitting people without COVID-19 results. So the efficiency of that testing is also really important. How quickly can one get a test? How accessible is it for one to get a test? There is free testing through the government, but it might be that there's a backlog, which happens in a lot of countries. But that shouldn't be something that deters somebody from having access to health services. So is there guidance available once a person tests? Where do they go? Can they get treatment? And, you know, it's one part of a lot of different moving pieces that needs to be managed.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's touch a little on the hotspot issue. We touched on it last week. I would like to revisit it this week. Last week, one thing you highlighted was government needs to zone in on these specific areas, which government seems to have done so. In places like Bulawayo, they've finally, you know, figured out places whereby COVID-19 is prevalent. What would be the following steps from such a circumstance?
So, like you mentioned last week, once you've identified these places, it's important that we do avail testing to those that, you know, need to be testing. Anybody who's symptomatic should be able to be tested. Anybody who tests positive should be isolated and their contacts traced. But I think what is happening now is that we're entering into a sort of different level of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So initially we didn't have that many that many people test positive. And the message was around prevention, prevention, prevention. So wash your hands, maintain social distancing, you know, wear a mask whenever you go out into public. But now that we've had a rise in cases, I think we need to address sort of what next in the care cascade for COVID-19. So we've identified these hotspots with a lot of people who are testing positive, but what happens once somebody tests positive? What does it mean to isolate within a home, for example? You know, what kind of support, what kind of information, should there be any remedies that I take? When do I present at a healthcare facility? I think we need to start sort of moving forward in terms of case management, while also preaching the message of prevention. We need to start thinking about supporting people who test positive.
Which also now brings about another question, which is something that was been triggered through other conversations. In high-density suburbs, people live in a house where there are about 10, 15 people in a small house. In such a circumstance, if someone tests positive, how do you self-isolate? Or is it even possible?
They are, you know, obvious challenges when it comes to that. So what I think a starting point is, what does it mean to self-isolate, right? Until that is, you know, that needs to be clearly defined so that people understand. Is it that I have to be in the same room by myself? I don't share cutlery with anybody. I don't share plates with anybody. I don't share a bathroom with somebody. And like you rightly put, we do know that in some of our high-density suburbs, they are, you know, homes where people, 10 people are sharing the same room, for example. So what does it mean to isolate in that kind of scenario? And these are challenges that exist in our settings. And I think we need to have some sort of guidance or procedures that are put in place to advise people what to do when they come into that scenario. An ideal would be that we have isolation facilities where people go and they can, you know, isolate away from their families. But we also understand that that may not be practical in our setting. We're struggling already with, you know, hospital capacity that can support people who are positive and need advanced care. We're struggling with quarantine facilities where, you know, we initially had an influx of people. Can we manage having isolation facilities when our numbers of cases rise significantly? And what can we do in that scenario?
All right. That's Mubata Nyai, Rumi Ramai, and then we can wrap up Nechirungu. Zikira pura takanzo mchina miru inyika wa Emerson Mnangagwa wachi announce ma lockdown restrictions macha anuendra rane chongwa ichiche lockdown ndimika nyanji mnyaze utano tu ze o maundering pamsoro pezu ma restrictions by macha.
Mike says that Tambo Tara kuti lockdown chini chino batira and lockdown chini chata iswa ma countries akawanda munomnika patakanzo otipaita COVID-19. Asi chatino ofana unzisisa beche kuti lockdown haishande yoga kana tichiti taisa lockdown kani zunu akawanda chatino ofana unge tichita kuti lockdown ni iwe chibatira paku spreader kwe COVID-19. So chino chekutanga chatinenge takunzwisisa tese is tinofanira kunge tichitesta vanhu vese vaya vanofungidzira kuti vangave necovid-19 kana vanhu vanenge vakasangana nemunhu ane covid-19 vanofanira kunge vachiwane vachitestwa vatestwa vaya vatesta positive vanofanira kupinda mune iya yatinoti isolation. Muisolation zvinobatsira kuti uye ari positive asataputira utachiona kune vamwe vanhu. Lockdown inotibatsira pakuti tinenge tichigara mumba tichingafambi takawanda tichisasangane nevanhu vakawanda zvichireva kuti hatitapurane takawanda. Asi sezvanambotaura lockdown haishanderi yoga vanhu vanofanira kunge vachinzwisisa kuti sei tiri kuita lockdown. Lockdown yatapinda iyi tinenge tiri mulockdown kwemazuva mangani. Kana yapera lockdown chinangwa chedu chinenge chiri chekuti titese kuti vanhu vakawanda vashafe neutachiona wecovid-19.
Kubva pakatanga kunzwisiswa kuti chirwere chechecoronavhairasi chasvika munyika nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano vazhinji vari kuenderera mberi vachingokurudzira hurumende ati testai enderai mberi muchitesta vanhu. Patakatanga vanhu vazhinji vanga vachichema vachiti nyaya iyi yekutesta maRDT haisi kubatsira, tinoda kuti hurumende itange kutesta maPCR. Zvino hurumende yaresponda manje vanhu vakawanda vaakutestwa nemaPCR. Mungati hurumende iri kunyatsonzwisisa mabatsiro airi kuita here coronavirus ne?
Kuchema kwataita kwekuti vanhu vazhinji vatestwe netesti nehombo hongu kwakanzwikwa. Kutestwa vanhu vazhinji vanenge vaakutestwa izvezvi uyezve vanhu vazhinji vari kutestwa vari kubva vaziva pavamire. Asi pamusoro pekutestwa pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvatinofanirwa kunzwisisa. Pekutanga pataitaura vanhu veutano taipa meseji yekuti vanhu vanofanira kupfeka mamasks, vanhu vanofanira kuita iyo inonzi social distancing, vanhu vanofanira kugeza maoko nesipo. Patava izvezvi macases awanda and tinofanira kunzwisisa kana zvichinzi zvoni munhu aita positive awane kubatsirikana nekusatapura kune vemhuri make anoita sei. Ipapo ndo pamwe pachina chatofanira kunge taakusvika. Tinofanira kunge tichiudzana kuti kuchengeta munhu ari kuita COVID-19 nepamwe chete nevanhu vakawanda kunofambiswa sei. Anoraramba mumwe chete nevanhu here? Anoshandisa ndiro nezvipunu zvimwe chete nevanhu vari mumba make here? Mbatya dzake dzinowatwa pamwe chete here? Kee yemunhu anenge anzi positive inofamba sei? Saka kutestwa chinhu chimwe chete, chinhu chatinenge tava kuda kugonawo mbijana. Asi tichibva pakutesta taakuchifanwa kunzwisisa iyo inonzi case management neiyo iri kutaurwa nevanhu kunzi munhu ari kuita isolate, kuti isolate zvinonyatsoreva chii chaizvo chaizvo.
All right, hold on for one second. Let me translate for our developing audience and then we will wrap up our conversation. Lingani chona njani msakazi mushe, Zimbabwe mushe, niyawonke umuntu ongenayo uhlelo, niyakwamulela kuhlelo lethu labasaphulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lilami uMike Hove, namhla siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Uhlelo silo nkosazana uChido Dziwachikwari, yena oyingcwethi kwezempilakahle. Besithinta phela udaba lohlelo lwe-lockdown, uhlelo lukahulumende lona olukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi bahlale phela ezindlini. Ngeviki edlule sizwe phela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ese-implementa etshela uZulu okuthile ukuthi sekule mithetho entsha okugoqela phela ukuthi sukusela ngo-6 ntambama kusika ku-6 ekuseni wonke umuntu kumele ahlale endlini ungaphumi ungabhodibhodi. Baphinde bathinta njalo indaba eziningi ezijiyeneyo. So umbuzo uChido Dziwachikwari ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho okusanda ukwethulelwa uZulu, wathi hayi seluthintile njalo udaba lolu ngeviki edlule sithi Nga ukhulumende ese-implementa lokho uhlelo lwe-lockdown kumele ananzelele ukuthi abantu babhekane ngenduko ezijeneyo. Uphinde wathinta njalo udaba lokuthi ngesikhiwa singathi ku-counterproductive nxa u-implementa imithetho ungananzelela ukuthi abantu babhekane ngenduko ezijeneyo okugqokela ukuswelakala kwamanzi, ukuswelakala kokutsha, njalo kulabanye ababhekane ngoduko lokuyodinga phela imithi yabo ngenxa bayagula abantu. So uthintile udaba lolo esichathisa esithi uhulumende nxa esi-implementa inhlelo lezi, for example i-lockdown, kumele ananzelele ukuthi abantu babhekane ngenduko ezijeneyo. Njalo nxa esi-implementa lokhu inhlelo lezi kumele azwisise ukuthi abantu kumele bayenzeni ukuze bathole imithi yabo, ukuze bafike emsebenzini ngezinto ezijiyeneyo. Sithintile njalo udaba lokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-coronavirus endaweni okugoqela emadolobheni kweHarare njalo koBulawayo. Sizwe uhulumende kuliviki echasisa etshela uzulu ukuthi ama-hotspots asekhona vele ikakhulukazi koBulawayo njalo eHarare. So ngimbuzile uChido Sibajwari ukuthi abantu sekumele baziphathe njani. Wathi hayi, lingakhohlwa qhubekelani phambili, akulandaba ukuthi uhlala ngaphi. Imithetho ye-lockdown hlonipha, imithetho yenhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization hlonipha, social distancing hlonipha, gezani izandla, sebenzisa amanzi hlonipha, bonke lokhuya qhubekelani phambili lihlonipha. Ungazibona vele usutshiselwa ngumzimba, usukhwehlela, 2019 ungakhohlwi, chaya ucingo. Besuzwa phela bazabuya bekuhlola bebona ukuthi ulawo yini umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Chido, now as we wrap up our conversation, there's one thing I want to, and I want to stay on the testing. When this whole debacle started, a lot of attention was given to our quarantine centers, a lot of attention was given to our borders. But now the virus itself is within our borders and it's spreading rapidly within our borders. When we're talking about our limited resources, how are we supposed to now divide everything? Because initially all our resources were thrown to the quarantine centers and the borders, but now it's spreading. So how would you suggest that we now use our limited resources to combat this virus from both all angles?
Like you rightly put, we do have limited resources. In an ideal setting, I think we would have a veiled sort of blanket testing everywhere. I think within the Ministry of Health, there is an epidemiology unit, and these are the people that follow the data. I'm sure that the ministry is under advisement from the epidemiology unit. My thinking is that where possible, we should use all available tools in the toolbox to help. But when you are now faced with a situation where you have to sort of ration resources, diverting them or apportioning them accordingly depending on where you're seeing more cases or where there might be greater risk would be a wise next step.
Sandubonga uChido Dzivachikwari ngokungena kuhlelo tinothenda mzwari Chido Dzivachikwari. Thank you so much to Chido Dzivachikwari for taking time out to join us here on The Connection as she broke down what's happening in Zimbabwe that is COVID related. Chirongwa The Connection moyeneni Michael Hobe muri Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we would love to have our callers join in as usual, but due to COVID-19, we're working from home. Tukushanda tukudzimba muri Zimbabwe silusizi. We apologize for that. Kodwa, for those that look to give us their input, you can always send us your messages on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. You can also message us on our three Facebook pages of VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Sakanganwe, for those that are tuning in right now, this is a pre-recorded program, so unfortunately you cannot join in. Zisine, Tripano Pachirongwa, we're here on The Connection with your boy, Michael Hove. Now let's continue the conversation. Earlier on, I touched on the health, and now we're moving forward to human rights during the national lockdown. Now, during the national lockdown, the issues that people are facing is not just health-related, but some are saying that human rights violations are occurring in the nation. Last week, we saw United Nations issuing a statement highlighting their concerns about the human rights violations that are apparently happening in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to the statement that the United Nations released, and hear, and then after, we're going to hear what did government have to say as a response. Let's head over to UN.
concerned at allegations in Zimbabwe which suggest that the authorities may be using the COVID-19 pandemic as a pretext to clamp down on freedom of expression and freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Merely calling for a peaceful protest or participating in a peaceful protest are an exercise of recognized human rights. We're also concerned at reports of police using force to disperse and arrest nurses and health workers for infringing lockdown restrictions as they were trying to protest for better salaries and working conditions. Now, it's clear that COVID-19 has added greatly to the challenges that Zimbabwe faces amid a deteriorating economy and placed a further burden on an already struggling health sector. While recognizing the government's efforts to contain the pandemic, it is important to remind the authorities that any lockdown measures and restrictions should be necessary, proportionate, and time-limited, and enforced humanely without resorting to unnecessary or excessive force. We encourage the government to engage with civil society and other stakeholders to find sustainable solutions to grievances while ensuring that people's rights and freedoms are protected in accordance with Zimbabwe's human rights obligations. These include the responsibility of the state to guarantee economic, social, and cultural rights.
So, that was the statement released by the United Nations on human rights violations that are happening in Zimbabwe during the national lockdown. Now, you heard that they touched on what is planned for the 31st of July, that being the planned protests. She also touched on the nurses' strikes that have been happening. And, of course, in some circumstances, they also referred to the most recent cases of arrests that is of prominent journalist Hopo Chongono, and opposition leader and also convener of the protest of the 31st of July, Jacob Ngarivume, who are both currently in arrest. But now, government had a response to these statements, and they also issued a statement over the weekend. Honorable Monica Mchangwa addressed the nation as she broke down the government's stance, not just only on the protest, but also on the arrest of the two gentlemen, that being Hopo Chongono, prominent journalist, and the convener of the protests scheduled for the 31st, and the president of Transform Zimbabwe, Jacob Ngarivume. So let's head over to Honorable Monica Mchangwa. Let's hear what she has to say. Let's hear what government has to say and about the alleged human rights violations in the country.
Government would like to set the record straight on the arrest of Hopo Chongono and Jacob Ngarivume and their subsequent appearance in court. We have noted his disclaim. A well-coordinated, he was arrested for using his social media accounts to incite the Zimbabwe Independent Papers, together with the state media, reported on the NASA scandal that resulted in the arrest of former minister Priska Mpumira. None of the journalists from these newspapers were arrested or censored for reporting in this case. In addition, the president appointed Mr. Trevor Minke, the proprietor of Alpha Media Holdings, AMH, which is the biggest independent newspaper company in Zimbabwe, to his Presidential Advisory Council, PAC. Such claims are deliberately being calculated to mislead and manufacture a false narrative which brings into question His Excellency President E.J. Mnangagwa's sincerity in fighting corruption, both in government and private sector.
So, Mtsakazo Mohle, Zimbabwe Mohle, you just heard there from Honorable Monica Mchangwa, the above footage that you just watched and listened to for those that are tuning in via radio. It's courtesy of Open Parley. If you're looking to watch the full clip of this press conference that Honorable Monica Mchangwa gave over the weekend, please visit their Facebook page, Open Parley Zimbabwe. So, you know, Mtsakazo Mohle, Sandukuzwa, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Tinkaphela Udaba Lowe, phulwa kwelungelo loluntu abantu abalwela amalungelo akaZulu elizweni bathi hayi kukhanya ngani kulesikhathi ilizwe liphansi kwehlelo le-lockdown kulokwephulwa kwelungelo likaZulu eningi labantu bayathinta udaba lokubotshwa bukamnumzana uJacob Ngarivume owebandla le-Transform Zimbabwe. Nguye njalo umqoqi wohlelo lokutshengisela mhla ka-31 njalo ukubotshwa kukamnumzana Hopo Chongono, intatheli izindaba edumayo besithi hayi lokhu kukhanya ngani nguhulumende uyatshengisela ngempela ukuthi hayi akahloniphi amalungelo abantu elizweni. So we just had i-response eka-Honorable Monica Mchangwa echasisa ukuthi uhulumende yena uthi hayi into yokuqala umnumzana Hopo Chingwano Banyelo, umnumzana uJacob Ngarivume, baboshwa okusemthethweni njalo kuthiwa icala langkhona is not about udaba lwenkohlakalo njengalokho okushiwo ngabantu ku-social media. Kuthiwa icala labo yilokuthi kuthiwa yibo abakhuthaza uZulu ukuthi baphume ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela mhla ka-31. Uhulumende yena uthi isifiso sabo isokuthi bakhiphe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa embusweni okungekho emthethweni. So kuthiwa bayasebenzisa ubulembo bokuzilibazisa obe-social media ku-Twitter. Bekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi baphume ngobuningi babo mhla ka-31 bakhiphe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo okungekho emthethweni. Saka ndizozazithawa na Honorable Monica Mchangwa muri eZimbabwe tapa kuona video ye press conference yabakapha weekend ino. Honorable Monica Mchangwa vati batanya yekusungwa kwa honorable kwa va Jacob Ngarivume vebatho re transform Zimbabwe uyezve ndivo ka vari kuunza vanhu pamwe chete kuitira kuti varatidzire musi wa 31. Hanzi vaNgarivume pamwe chete na vachingono hanzi vari kukurudzira vazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti vabude neuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira musi wa 31. Chikonzero chiri chekuti vapidigure hurumende yavaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Saka tichitaura so vachiri musungwa, vachange vachibudawo vachienda kucourt next month. So that's what's happening in Zimbabwe. Asizeni kuti abalaleli bona, the listeners, let's hear what the listeners have to say about the upcoming protests of the 31st of July.
That is zero in a plan. Don't ask for it in zero. Could you see that is zero? TV say.
Unbonans, one packet in Jarring isn't down. Ash, I mean about the packet in Wamumbono, and yanking eating up secured town bank and started yanking eating up secured to be getting over. It came so Avantana Vizimbabwe was indeed winning. Avantana Vizimbabwe was trading Zima. Avantana Vizimbabwe was able to pick any. Abantwana bezimbabwe basesizini bonke akula mntwana wezimbabwe ophilwa kahle ngenxa yalomkhuhlane. Umkhuhlane ezimbabwe usufike ngenye indlela, awusafikanga akusengumkhuhlane manje ngendlela osufike ngakhona kuZulu, ngendlela uMnangagwa sephilisa ngakhona abantu evika ngalomkhuhlane akusengumkhuhlane. Iqiniso abantu abasakwazi ukuthi beyenzeni ngoba sekuyi-curfew nje. Angicabanga ukuthi ukhona umuntu osacabanga ukuthi kathi ezimbabwe sekusenzakalani ngendlela isimo esesingakhona. Phela into enzima, angeke uvalele abantu endlini abantu bengela kudla, abantu bebulawa yindlala, abantu bengela mali.
So we just heard there from our listeners that were highlighting their thoughts on the planned protest of the 31st of July. That is this Friday. The first caller, Vangachitorani Rumi, was speaking in Shona there, highlighting, saying, you know what, as a young person in Zimbabwe, he feels as though he's faced it all and nothing has come. He can't see the light under the current administration. And so he feels though as though it's necessary for him to go out and protest, regardless of what the sentiments echoed by ZANU-PF officials and by government themselves, urging Zimbabweans not to go out in their numbers to protest on the 31st because of coronavirus. They're saying, please stay at home, because if you go out there and protest in your numbers, this could potentially lead to the spread of COVID-19. But now let's head over to some of the people that are being searched for. Yesterday, the government issued a statement both on radio and on television, whereby they were highlighting that there are certain individuals that are currently being searched for by the police of Zimbabwe, and they are hoping that these people could come in for interviews. To all these people that are mentioned are linked to the 31 July protest. Amongst them is Obeis Tole. He's the MDC youth chairman. Yesterday on our program, we had another one, Councillor Godfrey Kuraone. There's also the Gift Ostalo Siziba. He is the another MTC youth member. We have Promise Mkwananzi, who is part of Tachamu Kases Chigile. And we also have Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. These are all young people that whose names have been put out there, as the police currently are saying that they would like them to come in for interviews of of issues in relation to the protests of the 31st of July. Now, we reached out to one of them, Robson Chere, to hear his thoughts on what's happening and, of course, how he feels about his name being put out there as they are searching for him. So let's head over to Robson Chere and let's hear what he had to say.
I've learned with concern that Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a statement which was broadcasted even on television and in all radio stations, asking members of the public to assist them in locating me and knowing about my whereabouts for some interviews. But as far as I'm concerned, I've never applied for any job in the police force and for me to be in the need for some interviews in the police force. So I'm already a government worker and I'm employed as a teacher. If they want me, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, they've got my contacts, they will call me and we can discuss the issue over the phone, or they can contact me through my lawyers. They know my lawyers. But the implication to do with the demonstration, the impending 31 July demonstration, that I'm not the one who is causing that. The demonstration has got to do with corruption. The demonstration has got to do with bad governance. Those are the issues that they must address, not targeting my person. And I'm going to take part in those in the upcoming 31 July demonstration.
So you just heard there from Robson Chere. He's one of the young people that is currently being searched for by the Republic ZRP, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, in relation to, of course, the 31st July protest. Robson Chere, Vesanganore Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ndeumoka wechidiki ari kutsvagwa nemapurisa pari zvino, takaona nezuro, pane mazita akaburitswa pa TV nepa radio vachiti pane vanhu vari kutsvagwa pari zvino nemapurisa, vachida kuti vaendeka kumakamba emapurisa vanomboita interview, kuti vatsanangurewo kuti zvii zviri kuitika pamusoro pezvekuratidzira kuri kurongwa musi wa 31. Saka tabva kunzwa kuna vaRobson Chere, ndeumwewo wechidiki, zita ravo riripo pa list iyoyo yevanhu vari kutsvagwa. VaChere vari kuti aiwa, ivo pati zvavo vari kuti hanzi kana mapurisa vachimutsvaga vachida kuti vakurukure naye, nhamba yake vanayo, chirwere checoronavirus chiri kuita kuti zvinetse ivo kuti vaende vanosangana nemapurisa yatinoti nechongu face to face. Saka hanzi sezvo iye ari mushandi wehurumende, hanzi kana muchida mutsvagei munomuwana, nhamba yake munayo. So that's what Robson Chere had to say. Hilo lutabesela lokuhlelo. Now let's head over to an interview that we had with Zim Rights Representative Ruadzano Makumbe. She touches on the protests, she touches on human rights violations, and a recent report that was released by Zim Rights that touches on all the issues in that, in relation to human rights violations during the national lockdown.
So far, the majority of government responses to the pandemic have not been so much grounded in human rights and have not really lived to what we would want in terms of respecting dignity and also just respecting people in general. There has been a lack of sensitivity to the immense pressure that the pandemic has put on everyone, and in as much as there is need for employing emergency measures to address the pandemic, there's that component of humanism and compassion that should never disappear and should never be forgotten. And we feel that that has been forgotten, because when we assess the heavy-handedness, for example, of the police and enforcing lockdown regulations, we realize that it's absolutely unnecessary and unreasonable in the circumstances.
But now, Ruadzono, if we're still on that point of government responses, we've seen government working alongside NGOs to try the best that they can, well, according to government themselves, to ensure that the less fortunate are catered for. I myself have interviewed a couple of people who have worked alongside government to help the less fortunate. Now, in terms of arresting, Would you not argue that that's just government's way of ensuring that people understand the seriousness of COVID-19 and understand that people need to respect the laws set up, not just by government themselves, but the World Health Organization?
I do understand that position. And I think we are saying that there are restrictions that are necessary, but at the same time, their enforcement, the manner in which they are being enforced. So, for example, we talk about arresting people. By arresting, we are usually, we know that there are no resources in terms of, for example, transportation of those who have been arrested. There are usually so many in vehicles. There was no PPE that was being provided. Jail cells were not really provided with the necessary equipment that we need and resources. So in those situations, are we making the situation better or we are worsening it?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's touch on recent events. We saw the United Nations also release a statement recently where they were highlighting their concerns about, of course, it's in relation to the proposed protests of the 31st, whereby they're saying that there's allegations that government is using, you know, COVID-19 as a way of, you know, blocking people's rights to freedom of expression, freedom of peaceful assembly and association. If we go back to the report that you guys issued, do you guys have any findings that corroborate some of these fears that are coming from the United Nations?
Well, from the research that we've conducted, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights correctly highlighted that Zimbabwe is experiencing challenges, particularly during this unprecedented period. And we have seen various challenges, not only relating to civil and political rights, but we have seen that the problems that we had over the years are being amplified. And I think everyone is experiencing that. So, for instance, in terms of food insecurity, that has increased. In terms of unemployment, that has obviously increased, and also in terms of extreme poverty, that has increased. But also efforts to limit freedom of expression and freedom of peaceful assembly and association are apparent with the arrest of protesters in June and also the recent arrest of journalist Hopewell Chingolo. It's quite clear that such actions are a harassment, and they intimidate people into staying away from participating in government actions.
Right. Now, when we listen to the position that government is highlighting, for them, if we're going to talk about the protests, they've made it very clear that they are against it, not because it's not people's constitutional right to protest. They have highlighted and acknowledged that it's people's constitutional right to protest. But they are also highlighting that Zimbabwe is currently going through a time whereby COVID numbers are spiking by the day. And so letting people go out in their masses, not only is it in violation of the lockdown rules that say that you need to be on a maximum of 50 people, if not now, you have to be home by 6 p.m. But they're also saying that going out in your numbers could potentially, lead to a higher COVID-related numbers. Now, when they look at the case of Hopewell Chingolo and Mr. Ngaruvume himself, they are, like you mentioned, citing that they some of the tweets and the things that they've said in public, they're saying that these are things that are inciting people to also participate in these protests. Therefore, some of the things that people have said as a result of that is to remove, unconstitutionally remove a sitting government. And so is the government itself not in its rights to do that, to protect the citizens?
Well, the truth is that we are going through a global pandemic right now, and it is a genuine concern all around the world that protests could result in the spread of the coronavirus. So this is not only limited to Zimbabwe, but we have seen protests mushrooming around the world in relation to the Black Lives Matter movement. So in this regard, the mantra has been that good citizens stay at home. We've seen this in the UK, stay home, protect lives. That has been the mantra. And I think as a people, we need to be able to question whether this is a realistic position or whether it's coming from a position of privilege. And you ask whether the government is within its rights to ask people that. I think the response should come from the people themselves because, like you say, people have this constitutional right to protest, and it's a constitutionally guaranteed right, so it is for the people to decide themselves. When I look at the situation and we try to be realistic about it, there is a close correlation between the challenges that we are seeing now, which we are saying have been amplified, and the state of governance in our country. So the state of affairs, we are in a dire state where people are really struggling, and many cannot fathom to keep going because they don't have access to basic healthcare services, they don't have access to food, they're struggling in terms of employment, water, healthcare, you can name it. And this is why we see that people are sort of evaluating on what's worse in terms of dying from COVID-19 or getting infected, and also continuing with the state of affairs or voicing and using their voices to speak out. No one has an answer to that, and to be honest, I don't think there is there's a one fit all answer. But rather, at the end of the day, I consider it to be a risk benefit calculation, and there is no answer, like I say. But whether one decides to go out on the street and protest is significantly up to them, based on an evaluation of both ends of the spectrum. And at this moment, it is particularly important, I think, to also sort of shift our focus such that actors start to have conversations with people about what they can do and what they need to do to minimize the risk of infection and spreading the virus should they decide to go out and protest. I think that's where we should also be focusing our energies on.
Now, Gatimbobasa nyai ne rurimi rwamai ane shona. Takaona kuti makabva kuburitsa report inobata nezvenyaya yekuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika. Especially panguva iyi nyika iri kurwisana nechirwere checoronavirus. Nemaonero enyu, mungati hurumende iri kushanda nemazvo here mukuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu panguva iyo nyika yose iri kurwisana nechirwere checoronavirus?
Pane inonguva Mike, ndingangoti hurumende yedu iri kuzama asi havasi kunyatsonatsiridza mukuremekedza marights evanhu tichitarisa pane zviri kuitika munyika yedu. Tinoziva kuti vanhu vagara vanga vaine zvichemo kunyange pasati pauya chirwere checovid-19, but pane inonguva pane zviri kuita kunge zvawedzera zvichemo izvi uye zviri kuita kunge zvava kunyanyisa kuoneka. Tichitarisa masteps ekuti hurumende angadai akatora, pane zvakawandisa zvekuti vanhu vanoti izvi zvingadai zvakaitwa nemazvo, izvi zvingadai zvakaitwa nemazvo. Imwe nzira yatingatarisa nayo ndeyekuti ukataura nevanhu pakatanga coronavirus, vamwe vaisatoziva kuti chii, vamwe vaisatonzwisisa kuti chii chiri kumboitika. Kumamisha vamwe vaifunga kuti ichi chirwere chevarungu, and zvaiperera ipapo vanhu vanga vasingatori maprecautions ari kutaurwa neWorld Health Organization kuti vanofanirwa kunge vachitora, nekuti vanhu vaifunga kuti izvi hazvisvike kwatiri. And mukurikidza neizvozvo tazoona kuti makeses evanhu vari kurwara kunyange kumamisha ari kuita achiwedzera, nepamusana pekuti vanhu vakanga vasina ruzivo. Iyi inoenderana neright to information, iright irimo muconstitution medu. Government could have done better in terms of being able to include people and also raise that awareness in our communities. As time goes on now, tafona kuti pane zviri kuita kunge zviri kuwedzera yedza kuti mutemo wecovid-19 utedze. Zvinenge zviri kutinetsei zvakuzoona kuti mapurisa akushandisa violence kuti vanhu vava vatedzere mitemo iyi. Hatifunge kuti ndo nzira yachona. Tinokwanisa kuita zvinhu zviri nani senyika, tinokwanisa kuita zvinhu zviri nani tichiremekedzana sevanhu.
Tichitarisa zviri kubutswa neUN nemamwewo masangano anorwira kodzero dzavanhu, tiri kuona vari kusaita zviri kuitika kuna vahope chingono navajacob ngarivhome vachinzi aiwa kusunga kwavo kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzavo. Asi hurumende iri kuti kwete bodo, vane umbowo uri kuratidza kuti vangarivhume pamwe chete navachingono vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vapidigure hurumende yavamunangagwa. Zvino kune vamwe vari kuti aiwa hurumende iri kushanda nemazvo mukuratidza vanhu kuti aiwa hapana munhu atingati nechirungu ari immune kune mutemo wenyika. Uyezve
Pano taura nyaya yeku budane wandu wawo wachinora chitira mswa 31 hurumende kuti aiwa atidi kuti vanhu vabudene wandu wawo muchinora chitira nokumunenge maku ita kuti chirwere ichi coronavirus chiendere mberi chichitekeshera imi muri kuzvitambira sei zvese zviri kubuda
Mike, tisarisisa nyaya iyi chokwadi ndechekuti kune chirwere coronavirus iriko uye inobata munhu wese and haunga pikisani naizvozvo izvozvo zviripo and hapana angapikisani naizvozvo uyezve imwe nyaya yatinoda kutarisa apa ndeyekuti munhu wese ehe anofanirwa kunge ari pasi pemutemo uye munhu wese anofanirwa kutongwa kana achinge apara mhosva asiwo zvakare tida kutarisa kuti mameasures aiiswa under malockdown regulations ari kumitsa here zviri kutaurwa nevanhu in terms of them being used or being abused to manipulate the system such that people cannot go out and protest. This might be true, this may not be true. But at the end of the day, sezvo nambotaura, the right to protest is protected constitutionally and it's guaranteed in our constitution. Vanhu kuenda kunoratidzira ikodzero yavo naizvozvo kana vanhu vachida kunoratidzira ngavanoratidzira chakakosha kunge uine understanding yekuti chii chaunofanirwa kuita kuti uzvichengetedze kuti uchengetedze munhu ari padyo newe kuti uchengetedze mhuri yako kuti isazopedzisira yakurwara necoronavirus
All right, hold on for one second. Let me translate for the Ndebele audience and then we will wrap up our conversation by touching on the health sector. Lingani chona njani zinugandaba, sea tivana kushelo lelo tunapasa kulayo, ushelo The Connection, lilami o Mike Hove. Namsha kushelo, sitinda utavalukso ni chwa uwelunge lololo ntu elizwe nukule skati. Ilizwe niloke liluisa na nalumkushane web coronavirus. Kushelo, silo onkosa zanaruwazano makumbe, uenshanganizo zim rights. Sithintile phela udaba lokuhlonitshwa kwelungelo ngimbuzile ngempela ukuthi hayi yena ubona ngani uhulumende uyasebenza na gadalala ukuhlonipha ilungelo loluntu kulesi sikhathi ilizwe lilokhe lilwisana ngalo mkhuhlane uthi yebo uhulumende ukhanya ngani uyazama kodwa ngesingizi singathi they need to work a lot harder to ensure ukuthi abantu balapho ukubona phela ukuthi bayaphila kahle kulesi sikhathi ilizwe lilwisana ngalo mkhuhlane uthintile unikezele phela ama-examples ethinta udaba lokuthi laphaya umkhuhlane lo waqala ukuqhamuka elizweni eningi labantu babengalali ulwazi oluthile ukuthi kanti kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni njalo ukuthi kuyini nxa sikhuluma ukuthi i-coronavirus abantu abaningi kakhulukazi emaphandleni babengelali ulwazi oluthile ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uhamba njani kuyini okwenzakalayo uthintile njalo udaba lokutshengisela lokho kukhanya ngani abantu bafisa ukwenza mhlaka 31 this Friday, Zulukandaba, wathi uhulumende hayi kumele ananzelele ukuthi ilungelo leli lilungelo labo lomuntu wonke umuntu elizweni isekelo sombuso siyasho ukuthi umuntu wonke ulalo ilungelo lokuyotshengisela njalo nxa umuntu esithi ufisa ukutshengisela uhulumende kumele ananzelele ukuthi lelo lilungelo lomuntu wonke oyizalwane seZimbabwe njalo umuntu kumele azikhethele yena ngokwakhe ukuthi siyabona ukuthi elizweni umkhuhlane lo ukhanya ngani uyamemetheka kodwa is it now about ukuthi ufisa ukutshengisela utshengisa uZulu ukuthi hayi wena uthabanga ngesimo somnotho or ufisa ukuzivikela nxa ungumuntu ophumayo otshengisela urwatsana uyakhuthaza ngempela ukuthi hayi ungakhohlwi ukuthi kulo mthetho owesho ngempela ukuthi lingaphume libaningi so 50 at maximum njalo lingakhohlwi phela the laws that come ngenhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization so gqokani ama-mask gezani izandla ngonke lokhuya Now, Ruazano, let's wrap up our conversation here talking about the healthcare system. Your report touches on the healthcare system in Zimbabwe. How prepared was Zimbabwe to combat COVID? Or let me not say was. How prepared is Zimbabwe to combat COVID-19? I've had the luxury, even last week on my program, of speaking to medical experts, and they were highlighting that Zimbabwe has had a history. This is not something that just started today, about the healthcare system falling apart. What would you guys have to say?
Thank you, Mike. In the report, we look at Zimbabwe's healthcare system from both the national perspective as well as the community perspective. So I'm sure you would realize that these two perspectives are quite different because we are looking at what the ministry has said, but also we're looking at what our the communities, like ordinary Zimbabweans, are saying in terms of the services that they have received when they try to access the healthcare system. So indeed, our healthcare system has been falling apart and was therefore nowhere close to being well prepared to deal with COVID-19. The report, if you have had a look at it, it brings in the voices of experts, including Dr. Madura and also Dr. Matar, who have been working in the healthcare system and advocating for the need to pay more attention to public health. In this regard, they have highlighted that the state of the healthcare in Zimbabwe is poor and is also a result of poor governance in the country in terms of financial and resource management. This is further worsened by the absence of transparency and accountability systems in terms of these resources. The worst hit by the results of all these actions are ordinary Zimbabweans. And this, like most of the other challenges that we've had, has been amplified during this period, with people struggling in terms of where to go if they have a COVID-19 patient, with people struggling in terms of information on general access of medical health care during this period. But one thing we need to keep in mind is that the right to health is a fundamental right which ought to be respected. And right now, the hope is that if things had been functioning smoothly, we would be seeing emergency funds being injected in the healthcare system. But our healthcare system keeps getting worse each and every day. And we see people coming out and saying, this was the struggle that I had, my relative died. That could have been avoided, but also it's a culmination of events over the years, as been highlighted by our other experts.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, we have a lot of young people that are going to be watching this interview. What should we learn from this experience as we fight COVID-19? We've touched on the protests. A lot of youth, especially on social media, even in person, have highlighted that they're actually really tired of everything that they've had to experience in the country, and they want to use this opportunity to go out in their numbers and protest. And so, as we wrap up, what words would you have for them?
I think right now it's a very critical moment in Zimbabwe, but also globally. And I think what the pandemic has shown us in terms of timing is that when the boiling point comes, it has come, and it does not speak to convenience. Right now, we see that the coronavirus has resulted in so many inconveniences, but it has also presented a convenience where people are really seeing the challenges that we are facing and really coming forward and saying we need to take action. In this regard, let's build on the momentum. Whichever action one decides to take, if it relates to becoming a part of the community, if it relates to participating in public life, if it relates to speaking in terms of the political decisions that are made in our country, I think every voice counts and every action counts. But also, I think as young people, we have the opportunity to leverage on technology, to leverage on our innovativeness, to leverage on creativity, and think out of the box in terms of how things can be done differently. And in terms of sitting on our backs and moaning and crying and complaining, I think we have the opportunity to really do something about the situation. In your little corner, you don't necessarily need to be this big person. In your little corner, do what you can, do what you feel will contribute to a better Zimbabwe, do what you feel will contribute to change, to positive change in your society.
All right, Sandubonga Urwazano Makumbe, Zim Rights member, human rights lawyer. We're breaking down the human rights violations that have been happening in Zimbabwe during the national lockdown. Mune Zimbabwe tashuka kumagumo, echirongwa chedu chanasi, sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lethu lwabasakhulayo. We have come to an end of our program today. Today on The Connection, we're updating the nation on everything that is happening COVID-related. So just as a recap, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has over 2,700 related COVID cases, 36 deaths, the latest being a 30-year-old male and a 34-year-old female. So Richard D. vhiki nao vari kufa nechirwere checoronavirus. The amount of tests that have recorded up to date, 120,000. 67,939 are RDT tests and 54,851 are PCR tests. Bwana lokwa lamhlanje thokoza Zimbabwe muhle aiwash no bruka chino mara ngatsangana ipano pachirongwa chelicho vechidiki zevhiki rinouya muri Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, time has run out, but let's meet same time, same place here on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe, thokoza muhle.
Kanaka Muriye Zimbabwe, Ino Studio 7.
Tishitete nyura tirimu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuse.